And good morning, everyone. It's 8 to 11. Let's take a look at the meeting today at Warwick Farm. Darren Findell joining me. Morning, Darren.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Well, the rain certainly has arrived as forecast, so it's going to be a very interesting afternoon out there in the west.
Certainly will. They say at this stage soft five and the rail tree, but we'll wait to see what happens. The first, put out one fen court.
Yes, so that's reduced it down to six starters. I don't mind the first. I thought Preferito will roll to the front. I couldn't see any opposition to it as far as the lead's concerned. At his second run this preparation, it made the running at Canterbury and it was knocked off late by Wu Gok, but I thought the run was decent enough. It's down 2 kilos for that. It should be fitter. I think Preferito is going to give you a very good sight from the favourite Royal Navy. Like the way it closed off there at Canterbury and the extra distance will really suit Royal Navy. But they were the two principal chances. And then for third, I quite like the way Arizona found the line. It's only started Kembla. She's a filly by High Chaparral. She looked dour, so the mile will suit. And Albelisa, who finished in front of Arizona that day, I thought she was the only other hope if you're playing exotics. But I really thought Preferito or Royal Navy would win the first. I've got two on top from three, and then six and seven as the two chances there to fight out third.
Well, race two's been thinned out a bit with four Granite Belt and five Royal Jackpot out.
Yes, not much doing in this race. Now the Royal Jackpot's out, Dingu Mountain really does look the winner. Since it won at Rose Hill that day on a Saturday on a soft seven, ridden stone cold by Hugh. Set a barrier trial on the 2nd of August, thought that trial was good, went to the line hard held. In reality, it's up 3.5 kilos in the weights, but it's only a field of four. Just looks put in, take out now, I think. Barrett will handle the conditions, so that's no issue there. It got through the very heavy going at Beaumont last time out. Then I put Kaluka in front of Zadok the Priest, if you're taking the first four. So 2-1-3-6 is the order I believe they will finish in.
Right, now the third, we put a line through 7 Aquatic, number 8 Savan and 13 Lara Panita.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye out for Savan, who in all likelihood will run at Rose Hill on Saturday. I think this is one of the more interesting races of the day. They generally are these maidens, and this being over the 1,300. I thought Malay's got home well at its only start behind Mediterranean. That's a very smart horse itself, and Malay's was 2 lengths behind it. Had a close look at his barrier trial at Warwick Farm. It went to the line pretty much hard held there by James McDonald. Just sort of had it in a pocket for the most part of the straight, and you got the impression if you gave this Helmet Colt a bit of rein there, it would have been right in the finish. So Malay's on what it's done so far, so it's pretty hard to beat. I think Revolver's looked a pretty keen-going type in its trials. I dare say it's going to improve a lot on what we saw in its first preparation, having won both its trials. And Glenn Schofield has done the lead-up work, but he's not riding today, so Rory Hutchings will take the ride. The 12 horse here in Times of War, I know it's been very well spoken about. Both its trials have been good. Notice in its first trial it was up on the speed in a trial that Omei Sword went nicely in. And last time it closed off well behind the Pirapala. So a big watch on the 12. Big things are expected of it. And of the rest, I thought Bright Light's Baby going through the heavy going at Newcastle was one to keep an eye on as well. But I think Malaise, it is giving it a little bit of weight away to its rivals, but I think he's the best colt here to beat numbers 8, 9 and... Sorry, to beat 9, 12 and 11.
Right, now on to race four over the 2200, thetab.com.au handicap. No changes here.
Well, what a start to the quaddie this is, Cozzy. This is very, very tough. Prescience is the favourite. It's still a maiden. I can't come into it as favourite, I have to say. I just kept looking through the field. I've got to find something to take this on with. And in the end, I've gone with Pyramid Prince for the fact that it's beaten a subsequent city winner in Paragon at Gosford over 2,600. And then it was a half-length second of its next staying run at De Beaumont. Andrew Atkins has been able to get good form out of it. In fact, its form all through the winter has been pretty solid. So Pyramid Prince is my go there. What I found to be a very difficult race. Margarita Rush stuck on well last time at Warwick Farm 3 weeks ago in the heavy conditions, and he's obviously worth inclusion in the exotics. Doc Holliday, I kept looking at him thinking, surely you're better than this lot. But boy, the last run I thought was a bit disappointing at Rose Hill, but we're talking about a Saturday race there for Doc Holliday versus provincial form for the rest. So I think Doc Holliday can't be excluded. Nick Hayward's claimed there's going to be a big bonus. And then Prescience, I couldn't leave it out of the exotics. But I certainly wouldn't be looking at the favourite here as one to go one out in the quaddie. I think you need numbers on your side in the first leg, and I've got 8 on top from 9, 1 and 5.
All right, we go to race 5 and put out number 1, Beretta, 5, Ready Already, 8, Mary Orr, and 11, Trinity River.
Right. A fortnight ago, I was very keen about Antonio Giuseppe. Excuse me. He got the job done well, and I think he'll get it done again there today. He'll get through the wet conditions. The trip's right. I think this is potentially a Saturday-class horse, Antonio Giuseppe, and he'll be too good for this lot. Now, Zorkenig will race up on the speed, will handle the heavy. Nick Hayward's claim there should be gold on Zorkenig. I think it will run the Quinella spot. Hypernicus, the last run at the farm was good behind Playing Game. Blake Shin's booking is a big plus. And I'm a Newey, I thought, was the only other hope. For me, even prior to the scratchings, I thought there was only the four hopes. I think two's a good thing. Anchor them from 397 in the exotics.
All right, race 6, put out 12, Champawi.
And here, Nieta, I was very impressed with her win at Canterbury. She did follow the fence through, but it was the turn of foot that she showed. She turned a three-length deficit into a pretty tidy victory there at the end, going through on the fence. Blake Shin sticks with her. She's got all the weight to carry, and I think by late in the day, it's going to be very heavy conditions, and if Blake Shin just wants to sit out 4 or 5 wide, closer to the outside rail than the inside, that might be the best spot to be late in the day. I think Nieta's pretty hard to beat. Tennessee Hussey will run on well. Chloe's Comet, for me, was the only on-pace runner in the race, so I put it in on present form. And a lot 3-4-1, when it raced here at Warwick Farm 3 weeks ago on the heavy 10, it got through it brilliantly, so we can't ignore that form there. But I think Nieta has a bit of a class factor about her. I think she potentially could be Saturday class. The one on top to beat 6, 7 and 2.
All right, the final event, race 7, pull out number 5, Typecast, and 10, Samaragio.
Well, this is a race I've struggled a bit with. We've got a lot of last start winners, but it's all mostly provincial class form. So I've come back to what's going to be my better value bet of the day in Skripchenko, number 3. I think a lot of his form of late has been, her form has been okay without being anything flash. But a lot of her runs have been in Saturday company as well. And I just thought Skripchenko might have a little bit of a class edge on these. Perhaps a little concern if the track did get very heavy late in the day. But she did run a nice third turn to Yetta last time out, having been slightly held up early in the straight. I thought it was interesting with Tommy Berry riding his dad's horse in the last, Torch Bearer. He hasn't ridden this horse a lot, but when he has, it's won. And including Wyong there last time out when it lit all the way. So Torchbearer really comes under notice in the last. The 9, Madame Lily, I think she's not the most foolproof filly at this stage. There has been a few little issues along the way with her. And she was able to beat a small field at Wyong and get the job done there at short odds. This will be the testing material today with Madame Lily. It looks as though she's going to run the favourite. And Baradu has very solid soft track form. And I thought this was another decent ride for Nick Hayward. I could see a lot of Nick's rides today all have certain chances, and Baradu is no exception there. But in the last, I've got 3 on top, Skripchenko, to beat 6, 9 and 2.
All right. Now, any good things? Anything that really stand out?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Hello. I like the way you say that.
I've got your attention now.
Oh, have you? What? What are you labelled?
Fozzie, Antonio Giuseppe, race 5, number 2. I know the price has gone off from what was available yesterday, but to me it looks the standout of the card, race 5, number 2.
All right, you did that before and got the money, so let's hope history repeats. Good on you, Darren.
Let's hope we can get through the day as the rain continues to fall in Sydney.
All right, mate, have a good day and we'll talk to you throughout the day.
Yeah, I'll join you for a scene setter and let you know what the latest is from the track at around 10 minutes to 1.
Good on you. Thanks, Darren.